So just a little bit less time this week, but I think we were talking about Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Elokim, and the role that it plays. So this is also in the preparation for Purim and the aftermath of Parshas Zohar, so just want to speak a little bit about that aspect of it just a little more and then bring it back to where we were. As we were noting, clearly one of the central institutions of Jewish life, according to some, maybe the central, is the idea of Yiras Hashem. And its prominence is certainly unquestioned. And the issue, if we're talking about Hashkafa and, the debate about, priorities and, very... subtle, I guess, perspectives, but very important ones, important enough that, it definitely inflamed a lot of passions, very strong opinions, and in some cases, partially fragmented the Jewish community. That was probably, a very unhappy result, but in the sense that it reflected how seriously people take these, what outsiders might think are very, as I say, subtle issues, that part of it is inspiring. You just hope that it doesn't really, get out of proportion, one's passions. But obviously, Yiras Elokim, Yiras Hashem, is a tremendously a critical linchpin in Yahadus and in Avodas Hashem. The Rambam has it, right in the beginning of his Minyan HaMitzvos and Sefer HaMitzvos. When it counts, again, it's hard to know what the order of the Rambam really is. That's once you start getting involved in, in the myriad of mitzvos. But clearly the Rambam, began the minyan mitzvos of Sefer HaMitzvos, with, the core and basic things. Again, once you get past the, a certain point, obviously it becomes much more difficult to maintain that as the order, and as I say, then there are interesting questions about what the methodology, really was. But it's not a coincidence that the first mitzvah in the Tayag is the mitzvah of Emunah Bashem, or Yedias Hashem, depending on how you formulate it. A mitzvah rishonu hi atzibuy asher tzibanu lahamin hu alokus, hu shanamin shiyesham ilah v'sibah poel l'chol nimtzo. The same way that the Rambam begins Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, with Metzius Hashem, so this establishes two things, right? It establishes that it is a mitzvah, but more importantly, it also makes clear that the initial few, at least, both in the Rambam's presentation in Yad HaChazaka and here, represent the hierarchy. The second one is a continuation of that. He had Tzivui Shetzivanu Bemunas HaYichud. Right, which is what that's a prat, you might say, but also a mitzvah b'fnei atzma in emuna in the Rabbanu Shalom is his absolute indivisibility, yichud Hashem, unity, indivisibility. That's what really differentiates Yahadus from Christianity and from other polytheistic religions, the ones that were crudely polytheistic, the ones that are more subtly, simply not consistently, it's a monotheistic, and for us that also constitutes a Avodah Zarah. The third mitzvah is Shetzivanu La'ahavo Yisaleh, Vezeshen Isponei V'matzkil V'mitzvosav V'pulosav V'chinasigeu V'nisaneg V'hasagoso Taklis HaTanug V'zosi Ava M'chuyeves V'haftas Hashem Elokecha. That's clearly, we all understand what role that plays. And again, the role that it plays in Kriyas Shema and in other mitzvos. And then the fourth one is Hishatzivanu Laham. It's an interesting phraseology. It doesn't say Laham. It doesn't say Shatzivanu Lira Hashem. It says Hu Shatzivanu Lahamin Yiraso Yisale. And then it says Ulihifache Bimenu Velonia Kekofrim Hahochem Bekeri Aval Nira Bias Onsho Becholeis. And so on. Again, all the things that the way that he writes it, what he writes, all these are all very fascinating. I mentioned in the past that the Rambam in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, again, Perek Aleph is about Emuna Bashem and Yichud Hashem, same pattern. And Perek Beis of Hilchos Yesodei Torah, should have brought it with me, is where the Rambam speaks about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And what he does there is fascinating because, again, almost always, with few exceptions, but the exceptions always prove the rules, almost always the Rambam is very discreet in his discreet here, not meaning like subtly wise, meaning separates the treatment of different mitzvahs. He deals with them discreetly or distinctly. And you have a mitzvah and then you talk about it, and then you have the next mitzvah and you talk about it, and the one after that you talk about it. And when it comes to Avas and Yiras Hashem, the Rambam says that there's an obligation of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. He puts them together in Perek Beis Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah Halacha Aleph. And then he goes on to explain Ezahu Avaso V'Yiraso together. And the description itself is the oscillation back and forth, or the reinforcement, the intensification of one, of the other. I mean, the Ava leading to greater Yira, the Yira reinforcing the Ava, like it's a never-ending, mutually enhancing cycle. Which is the Rambam's way of saying that, while you might think that this would be typical mitzvos that are discrete, or I would say further, while you might think, as it is in most cultures, that Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem are opposites, even if they're both true, they're still opposites, right? In Yahadus, if you understand deeply what Ava really is, Ava isn't just, playing your guitar and maybe also that, I don't know. The jumping up and down and the singing. If that's an expression of something deeper that is connected to commitment, again, Ezu Avaso is, his bonein b'masav. It's, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ela. It's about limud ha-Torah. So it's connected to commitment and deep, reflection and, adopting, again, a value system, which is which is sometimes contrary to the rest of the world. It's sheheshem shemayim nisavim al yadecha. It's about projecting a certain orientation in your life, right? That is obvious to other people and influential in other people. Avram ohavi, is the Avram who is a nefesh asher asa b'charon. That Rambam quotes that actually here in Sefer Mitzvos and Avas Hashem. So it's a different kind of Ava, though it may include other expressions that we normally associate with Ava too. But it's the Ava of of Shir HaShirim, but in a very deep way, as the Rambam talks about in Perek Yud, Hilchos, the last Perek in Hilchos Tshuva, we've talked about that as well. And by the same token, the Yira isn't, only about Yiras HaOnesh. It's not primarily about Yiras HaOnesh. It's about Yiras HaRomimus. But the Yiras HaOnesh component is something which, is a core part of that, in the sense of Schar BaOnesh. And it's a recognition, I just want to speak about that for a couple of minutes, given the context, even though we're veering a little from, from the larger picture for a minute, of how we look at the Rabbanu Shel Olam and how we look, again, at Yadus. That's why the Av and the Yira here reinforce and deepen each other, instead of being like at loggerheads or antithetical, or maybe both required, but in some way that is uneasy for the Rambam, for Yahadus, these are really two sides of the same coin. And the Yira, recognizes Yiras HaOnesh because it, absent that, you wouldn't have the concreteness of the sense of the Rabbanu Shel Olam being in the physical world and there being a sense of hashgacha and all of those things. There wouldn't be schar b'onesh, there wouldn't be achrayus, there wouldn't be responsibility and so on. It would be this abstract, belief or something that's totally, spiritual or theosophical that has nothing to do with, the way that we, interact, in a human way or with other members of humanity. So the Yiras HaOnesh, both for practical reasons and even, for deep principled reasons, you know, is a critical aspect of that's why the Rambam starts off. It's lahamin. It says an emuna aspect of yirasa. Lahamin yirasa yisala ulhi fached mimenu vilonia kekofrim hochim bekeri. I mentioned in the past. Let's mention again. Avonira bias onsha b'chalei suamari yisala sashem lokechatira. Even though the Rambam in Yesod HaTorah, when he goes with this back and forth, mostly emphasizes yiras haromamus, not yiras haonesh. But I think here he does this because not only is it, you know, the more elemental one and the more basic one and the more obvious one that most people can identify with, but as I say, it's a deeper idea. It's the emuna part of the yira, which is a perspective on the Ribbono Shel Olam, perspective on what religion and avodas Hashem and what the physical world and so on is really, really all about. So the role of Yiras Hashem, its connection to Ava, you know, both Ava and Yira's connection to Limud HaTorah, Ava's connection to Limud HaTorah is clear. The Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, Kriya Shema, part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we talked about Birchas HaTorah in the first semester, and especially the Rambam's view, that the Ikar Birchas HaTorah is Kriya Shema. It's not just that Lemaisa you can be poter one with the other. And Iboy Patanafshe B'Kriya Shema Shachos V'Arbis, the merging of Avas Hashem and Limud HaTorah and Kabbalah Somachus Shemayim and Yichud Hashem and all of these things. But of course, equally, the relationship to Yiras Hashem and Limud HaTorah. Again, Ezu Avoso is Limud Torasso. But also the Yiras part is clear. And that's really the backdrop to this very subtle, but sometimes very inflamed or passionate debate, that is, you know, revolved around the Musar movement. I would say the debate about Hasidus, revolved a lot more, in a way, around the relationship between, you know, Limud HaTorah and Shmiras HaMitzvos on the one hand and Avas Hashem. And the debate about Musar, this is my formulation, but I think it's true, revolved a lot more around the relationship between Talmud Torah and Yiras Hashem. I think that that's true, but I think it's interesting, especially in light of the parallels, but also the integration, you know, of Ava and of Yira. So it's like, you know, Ein, as I said last, Ein Bor Yirei Chet, Ein Am Haaretz Chasid. That's Talmud Torah kind of as a prerequisite for Yiras Shamayim. And then you have Reishis Chachma, right, Yiras Hashem, which is Yiras Hashem as a prerequisite for Talmud Torah. And again, you have to look at the Mefarshim in both, you know, of these contexts and other contexts in Chazal, and you'll see that, you know, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem is a pasuk, obviously. So how it's interpreted, you know, again, the pashtus is Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, meaning you need Yiras Hashem as, you know, as to facilitate, like you can't get anywhere in Chachma without Yiras Hashem. Now, that itself is a very powerful statement in terms of directing you. Maybe I would add it's part of the inner logic and the reconstruction, which requires a tremendous amount of Yiras Hashem, the Nasa, the Nishma coming out of the Nasa, what I was trying to suggest the other day. You know, and many other, or just, you know, to be successful, you know, to really succeed in Talmud Torah, which is, you know, which includes these other disciplines that have the inner logic and which implies that everything, you know, transcends human rationality and redirects it or redefines it or deepens it, you have to have a lot of Yiras Hashem, frankly. So the idea that, you know, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem is clear. But others would interpret that Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem means that, you know, on the contrary, that, you know, Yiras Hashem is like the Reishis part of Chachma. So you have to look at the Mefarshim. You'll see, you know, a wide range, and that's a bit of a testing ground, you know, for some of these things. Or the Mishnah, you know, the Mishnayos and Avos, or the other Mamare Chazal, you know, that talk about Einam Aretz Chasid and so on and so forth. So the question of like competition between whether it's Avas Hashem and Talmud Torah, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, or Yiras Hashem and Talmud Torah, is a really, when you look in Psukim and you look in Chazal and then you look at the Mefarshim and so on, the relationships are very complicated. So, you know, it's fine and good enough to say, which is true, that at any level, like, you know, these relationships are very intertwined, which they are, and that they're, you know, tremendously mutually, you know, enhancing, and that all of these are necessary for the attainments of the others. But having said that, to try to, you know, untangle it and try to really figure out, you know, if there is a hierarchy, what that hierarchy really is and what is mostly being facilitated by the other, that's a tough thing to do. And as I say, the Ava and the, you know, Limud, you know, is mostly the Hasidic topic, but the Musar and the Musar movement and the and its proper place is very much part of the, you know, this other battle, which is far more subtle, but in some cases not necessarily less passionate, you know, because of it. B'mino machriv shelo, b'mino lo machriv, always is true, meaning the things that are, you know, kind of closer to each other and therefore more difficult to assess, you know, hierarchically, are sometimes the things that, you know, people battle the most about for good reason. There's a lot of reason or stakes or you know, basis, you know, for arguing these points. You know, if Harsha is Hakna, we'll talk about that soon, you know, in a classical, you know, obvious way, or Harsha is just Shlichus, then, you know, there are still things to learn, but if Harsha is Arkava Trei Rikshi, whatever that means, it's much more difficult to pin it down, right? So this is true about this relationship as well. And of course, having read the language of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos, I can't you know, ignore the fact, again, that we just read the Parsha of Amalek on Shabbos. Again, this idea of Yiras Hashem, which is at the bone of, you know, the center of the bone of contention, if you will, or the center of contention in this whole discussion, as I say, is something that is a core from the very beginning of the Torah and throughout the Halacha and so on. It starts off with Avram Avinu, who is Avram Ohavi, but also the father of Yiras Hashem, right, in the context of Avimelech, Rakein Yiras Elokim, you know, B'mokom Hazeh, B'haraguni Al Dvar Ishti. But even more importantly, as I mentioned, I think, last week, you know, in that, you know, crescendo of the Akedah, right, Ati Adati Ki Rei Elokim Ata, this is a great example of it, which means that Yiras Hashem isn't just about, you know, you know, it isn't a small and a narrow thing. It's something that is all-encompassing about the way that you look at the totality of existence and how you integrate. It's a coordinating principle, as is Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem is responsible for many other dinim, Daraisa and Rabbanan, as the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Avelos. And Yiras Hashem is also responsible for many other dina. They're coordinating principles. That's why they're right in the beginning of Yisodei HaTorah and right in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos. And they're emunot. They're not just actions. They're a perspective. So, you know, when Klal Yisrael, you know, was beginning in its fledgling moments, you know, it's the Mialdos, right, who saved Moshe Rabbeinu and who, you know, kind of secured the distinctiveness of Klal Yisrael. So, you know, that is Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin in the beginning of Shemos, Vatirenu HaMialdos Eso Elokim, right? And they were the, you know, Mialdos Ivrios, that were, you know, again, they were culturally dissonant, counter-cultural, if you want to call it. They didn't go along, you know, as Abram, they were true children of Avram Avinu. Avram, you know, be'ever echad v'kola olam be'ever acher. They did things that were irrational and certainly not politically expedient, but that's why they were the ones who earned the batim, right? Keser kuhuna, keser malchus, in the end, keser Torah as well. So this is like a critical part of the history. And then Klal Yisrael, of course, at Kriyas Yamsuf, at the moment of Masharo, you know, Alayam, Lora, you know, Yecheskel ben Buzi, you know, Kol Yamav. It's, you know, Vayiru Ha'amas Hashem, Vayaminu Ba'Hashem, Uve Moshe Abdo, right? That's, they put together, right, how emuna, you know, includes a commitment to nevuah and to, you know, halakha, Torah. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu being the person who merges in a way legitimately, no one else does, chachma and nevuah. So these are all critical elements. So it's not that's Hashem Elokecha tira l'rabos tamidei chachamim. The some of the Rishonim and certainly the Bach in the beginning of his discussion of this aspect of tamidei chachamim says that you know the connection to yiras tamidei chachamim and yiras Hashem is strong. It's not just like a parallel, but you know this idea of Mesorah and Talmud Torah. It's like so central that it's a kiyum in as Hashem Elokecha tira l'rabos tamidei chachamim. Some people have, you know, issues with that theologically, with that Bach and some of the other mefarshim will say that. But it's a fascinating thing. So of course, again, Amalek, which we discussed on Shabbos a little bit, is, you know, a couple of it's just, you know, an incident, and it had, you know, this outsized impact on all of Yahadus, right? It ended up three mitzvos, right? Machot Timcha with a double and a zachar and a, you know, al tishkach, and possibly I was trying to develop a theme for anybody who was here, right? That Kriyas HaMegillah and the whole day of Purim, right? Is it's not just the background and an additional kiyum, but there's like a lot of evidence that, you know, the whole Megillah and Dine Purim, according to some. And the problem of Baal Tosif, that all these are really substantively neutralized by being expressions of Amalek. And, you know, the, you know, Gimel Mitzvos and Stava Yisrael, the Knisasam Eretz Yisrael. So obviously there's a drum roll in that. Like, what are they? So it's Melech and it's Binyan HaMikdash, two massive institutions in Jewish life. And the third one is Michias Amalek, which doesn't sound like it belongs at all. Again, it's one halach on the Rambam, in Ilchus Malachim, Parakeh, and, you know, it's not, there's no Ilchus Malachim and there's no Seder Avoda. So what's it doing there? So this outsize impact that Amalek or Zechiras Amalek, Michias Amalek has, is just it's a phenomenon. If the only Kriya Doraisa that we have, or one of the very few Kriya Doraisas that we have, is Parshas Amalek because of that Zachar, that's a very remarkable thing. It's like, what is this, and why is it so? And I suggested in the past that if you look carefully, the Rambam says in Zachiv Tmidi, you know, to focus on Amalek. Unlike the Chinuch, you know, like Zecher Zecher Tzias, the Chinuch says it's not like Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. But Rambam thinks it kind of is like Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. So what is that? The Rambam, I think, thinks that Mocho Timcha, you know, is a result of Zachar. It's not that Zachar is the, you know, Hechsher to Mocho Timcha. Again, unlike the Chinuch, the Rambam switched the order of the Psukim. So it's, as I've said in the past, it's, you know, Amalek isn't just, you know, a narrow idea. It's an ideology, and an ideology which is viewed as being completely incompatible and antithetical, and you know, therefore cannot coexist, you know, with certain, like, major themes in Yadus. It's the Abzarius, it's the, especially the Asher Karcha Baderech, the Mikra, Nikra idea. And even in a bigger way, it's the idea that, you know, the physical world is not a place for the Rabbona Shalom, or a place in which the Rabbona Shalom, you know, practices any kind of supervision. And that's really the yisod of it, Asher Karcha Baderech. So in the Rambam here, it says, V'lo Yarei Elokim. That's why I'm getting this. It says, V'lo Yarei Elokim. So when the Rambam here says, you know, about Yiras Hashem, that it's shetzivanu lahamin yiraso, lahamin, ulihifachad bimenu velonia kekofri mahochim bekeri, right, aval nira bias onsho, I think that this, you know, is perfectly working into this idea, asher karcha baderech. Again, the Rambam in Hostinus, who says that the philosophy, perik aleph of Hostinus, halacha gimel, that the philosophy of Mikra, of Nikra, is an Achzorius philosophy, which we, you know, completely reject. So the Achzorius, of course, is the code name, again, you know, for Amalek. So, again, the V'lo Yireh Elokim, like the Amalek was like the quintessential V'lo Yireh Elokim, you know, people, because they didn't believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam had anything to do or wouldn't bother with, or, you know, that physical life and Hashgacha and all Schar Ba'onesh and Achrayus, which is a sine qua non for Rachmanus and being a Ben Avraham Avinu, and all of that, they just, you know, rejected that, you know, completely. Belo Yirei Elokim. So Yiras Elokim is like a key element in all of that, and that's why Amalek, despite being an incident and despite being a halacha, you know, is such a linchpin idea for all these other things. So again, this on Shabbos, I was trying to develop the idea also that the reason that it comes prior to Binyan HaMikdash is because, you know, the idea of Hashras HaShechina in a physical abode is really based on the rejection of this idea. It's the idea that the Ribbono Shel Olam's involvement in the world, that even in an impossible way, a way that is impossible for us fully to understand, namely the concept of Hashras HaShechina that's connected to a bias, you know, even a beautiful bias of Arazim, and you know, that isn't simply an ohel, never mind, you know, a mishkan and an ohel. So it's interesting that the Rambam, you know, emphasizes the psukim that stress the building of the mikdash and mishkan, not just, you know, the reality of it being a makom in which karbanos should be brought. But I think more than that, the point is that this is part of the idea. So it's also interesting to note that the Rambam in the Mitzvah Saseis, Mitzvah Sasei Chaf is when he speaks about the obligation of Binyan HaMikdash, and he mentions some of these things. And Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, again, is where he speaks about, he counts Lira Min Abayis, right? He should sivanu Lira Min Abayis Hazeh, Haramu Zeilav Ma'od Ma'od, Ma'od Ma'od, right? Ad Shenasim B'Nafshenu Masa Apachad V'Hayira, the Zehu Mora'a Mikdash. So again, the whole idea of Umikdashai Tira'u, it's a strange, again, a din, because we're talking about a building, right, a place, you know, albeit a very sanctified place, and a place that we've raised to a pedestal, right, but this idea of Mikan Mina Mikdash Tira'u, Lira Mina Bayis, right, Masa HaPachad Vayir, it sounds very much like mitzvah dalet, just applied in this way. V'zeu mora hamikdash, shu amar mikdashai tiro. Again, the psukim, but it's the way he formulates it. The geder zos hayira, kamosha zachar b'sifra, right? Ezu mora lo yikanes b'makolo b'minolo b'apundaso b'avak shal gabe raglav, it not lo yaseu kapadaria rikik, all these dinim. And then in the end, of course, the Rambam says very beautifully, number one, v'zeh chova tamid, Afila bizmanenu, shu chare babanosenu sharabu. This is fascinating, right? The concept of mora b'mikdash, because it isn't just how you behave. If it was narrowly just like, you know, you're doing avoda there, and therefore you have to, you know, have a certain, you know, proper conduct there, right? There's an etiquette, you know, in being in the mikdash if you're going to use it as a makom avoda. But then if it doesn't apply, or when it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. So it's much more than that, just the language that's being used, and it's evoking Yiras Hashem in a way, or Yiras Chachamim in another way. That's why the Rambam says, Zechovat Tamid, Afila Bizmanenu, Sheuchare Babanosenu Sherabu. Right? Veloshon Sifra, Eli Ela Bizman, Shebesa Mikdash Kayim, Bizman Shein Biz Kayim Minayin, Tamadlomar Shom Sosei Tishmor, Mikdash Yitiro, Mashmir Shabbos Leolam, Af Mora Mikdash. It's a strange phenomenon, like what is that? Just so shalot ishtakach, you know, eshtakad, you know, in the future where we're looking forward to the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. It sounds like it's much more than that. And then he adds the end of the Sifra, right? Visham ne'amar gam kein lo min hamikdash atayare elemimi shepakad al hamikdash. So then we already have a mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. But I think the point is it's Yiras Hashem, you know, as a manifestation of the makom of Hashras HaShechina and everything that implies. And it's fascinating that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos makes the point. He says this actually in when he talks about the din of Shiva Amamim. So the Rambam says, don't think, this is in, what is it, Kufayin, or Kufpei Vav or something, the famous Rambam. The Rambam says, don't think that the din of Shiva Amamim doesn't apply anymore, or shouldn't be counted a minyan of mitzvos, because, you know, we don't know who they are, and they're all mixed up, and so on and so forth. One second. Yeah. So the Rambam says, V'ula yachshov choshev, this is on Kufpei Zayin, right? Like, if you don't understand, you know, these yisodos, it's very easy to think that. Says the Rambam, the idea of enanoig ledoros doesn't mean that lemaisa you can't implement it. It doesn't even mean lemaisa that you'll never be able to implement it. Doesn't mean that. Avahu noeg b'chol dar sheimatzavei efsharut tadavarahu. Rather, something which is noeg l'doros is something which, you know, in theory could happen, or, you know, would happen, you know, if the circumstances existed. Frankly, I'm adding, even if you know for sure that it'll never happen, right? Hatachshov. So it's, this is so, what's interesting about it is, he says, "Hatachshov kishiyoved Hashem yisala zera amalek legamri v'yachriseo ad achriso kamoshia b'meher b'yamenu." Okay, kamoshia tiftanu yisala kimocha emcha zecher amalek, which is, by the way, the next mitzvah, right? Mitzvah kuf pei ches. Hanemar osha amri yisbalak timcha zecher amalek ena noig ledoros ze lo yeyamer. Avalu noig b'chol dor v'dor kozman shenimsa mizera amalek mitzvah lachriso v'chein la'arog zayin amnim u'la'abdom tzivu v'tztavenu bo v'hu mechamas mitzvah nachnu mitzuvim v'chatet achreim v'lerodfam b'chol dor v'dor ad shichalu v'lo yishar me'emish v'chein asinu ad asher tamu v'nichrasu aidei David v'nispazru anisharim v'nisar v'vein umos v'ein shalu nishar lehem p'sham v'lo ba'abur shenichrasu tia mitzvah zoshen v'tztavenu ba'la hargam enu noheges l'doros. So, then the next one is Shetzivanu Lahakris Zera Malek Levad Mishar Zera Es Mishar Zera Zcharim Nekevos Ketanim Gedolim Ukvar Kidim Lanu Amarim Gimel Mitzvah Sitzavi Yisrael, and so on. He has the wrong order. Buchemes Amalek Ki Mitzvah, and so on. Lizkor, the next one is Lizkor Mashal Sonu Amalek, and so on. Bekol Es VeEsu Naor Nefashos Mamar Dach. So what I really want to say is as follows. First of all, this idea of what is noeg b'doros, what is not, is very fascinating. But the Rambam is really saying is that these are values. So if you have a din which the Torah itself circumscribed or limited to a certain, you know, it's the metzius is there, but it still doesn't apply. Let's say the din of, he mentions Levi, or let's say the din of lotisov nachala, right? That you know, for a generation they shouldn't, people shouldn't marry outside their shevet, you know, to you know, to disrupt, I guess, the, you know, the nachla, you know, in the formative, you know, chaluka, but that's not true. L'dori doros wasn't, but even though the mitzius is still there, that's called enu nehoeges l'doros. But it's noeg l'doros, even if the mitzius isn't there. As long as had it been there, right, there would have been an obligation, which is the Rambam's way of saying that these values, right, Minyan HaMitzvos isn't just about practical implementation, it's about values. Which is, by the way, also why the Rambam doesn't say that Ben Sorer Moreh and Irani Dachas, the things about which the Gemara says L'hoi V'lo Nivra, right, by counting them in Minyan HaMitzvos, the Rambam not necessarily taking a stand, in my opinion, on that issue one way or another. Right? Because these are values, they're principles, they're yesodos. And a malek is a yesod, and Zayin Amnon is a yesod. But the diuk I'd like to add is that, you know, when the Rambam wanted to prove this about Zayin Amnon, you know, he proves it from a malek. But the truth is that objectively, what evidence, what data is there in a malek that's more compelling than the data about Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama? Like, if you were convinced, let's say, that Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama is not knowing Bedoros because there's no longer around, so you'd say the same thing about a malek, frankly, right? And, you know, which one has a greater chance of ever being actually practiced, or whether or not, you know, which one has been completed, you know, we could debate that point. I'm guessing there's not really much of a difference. So the Rambam did something here. I don't know if other people noted it or not, but that's very fascinating. In other words, he wanted to prove this point, and he said, of course this is true. It's kind of obvious because, you know, what are you going to say about Amalek? You're going to say that it's only knowing Bedoro because it's no longer, either it was done or we're not going to be able to find the people? But I think what this proves in the Rambam is that the Rambam understood that even more than Zayin Amnon, which is about Avodah Zarah, mostly, and again, a certain Akzarius, but of a different type, let's say, right? The Rambam understood that a Malek is like a linchpin idea in Yahadus, you know, and for the reasons that we discussed before. You know, it's a whole ideology. And the idea that that would not be something, again, I think this is the Rambam Lashitasa. The Macho Timcha, you know, the Zachar isn't just, you know, to make sure you'll do the Macho Timcha. The Macho Timcha is consistent with the Zachar. It's all in the ideology. That's why it's tamid, and it's supposed to be ma'orer libcha, both in Ketubos Melachim and here in Sefer Mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, that's obvious, that's Lidoros. So it's fascinating to me that when he talks about liras hamikdash, right, which is a function of yiras Hashem, but a yiras Hashem in the concreteness of hashroas hashchina, he also tells you, don't think because there's no beis hamikdash, there's no, the yisod, that there's a concept of yiras hamikdash, is a very critical idea in Yahadus. So that applies Lidoros, right? The same notion, in a way. V'lo yarei Elokim, part of what, you know, what we reject in Amalek is the fact, and the reason why Amalek, you know, taking care of Amalek, fate is a prerequisite for Binyan HaMikdash, is precisely because the idea of a mikdash and the idea of a mokom hashroas hashchina and everything that it implies, the mitzvah of binyan and the idea of yira, you know, notwithstanding the physicality of it, that's all part of the story. So it's just, I think, poetic that the Rambam has this. So let me just, as a transition to the rest, so what I want to do the next time is go back to I'm just trying to expand a little bit on the role of yiras Hashem. And as I say, because there is this whole question of how Yiras Hashem integrates with Talmud Torah, so to look at some of the formulations of the Grod, Reb Chaim Mivolozhin and Reb Yisrael Salanter, and then the Ish Halacha and the Chazon Ish, to see how they really understood it and what they felt the stakes were in terms of the relationship of these